Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mike Sands of Informa Economics. We're back with Mike in just a moment.
Joining me now is Mike Wolf from Big Iron. And Mike, another sale coming up on Wednesday. What are some of the highlights folks can look forward to?
Well, we're going to have over 834 lots this week, including a new 12-foot box scraper selling over in Payton, Oklahoma. We've got a 2012 Kenworth T470 feed truck coming up out in Texas, a 2006 John Deere 9320 tractor, a 2002 John Deere 1720 planter, a 500-gallon Big John saddle tanks for a tractor, and a new 2014 header trailer they'll also be selling. We're selling hay equipment, forage harvesters, tractors, semis, pickups, livestock equipment, you name it, we've got it in this auction.
Mike, what's the best way for folks to get a little more information?
Go to bigiron.com or give me a call at 580-320-2718.
That's bigiron.com.
We're at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, and joining us today, Mike Sands. Mike is with Informa Economics, and as we got ready to talk, we talk a little bit about your years gone by, Mike. You were, of course, at one point with LMIC, and before that, Kansas State University. So you've been in some key spots as far as watching this old cattle market, and I guess we're still kind of shaking our head about 2014, aren't we?
We are, for a fact. Pretty dramatic change in terms of overall price levels and availability created a good bit of optimism and a good bit of incentive for the industry to expand. We've probably got more of that coming, but with expansion underway, at some point we got to recognize too that these price levels do have some downside risk.
We've seen a lot more volatility. Seems like the latter part of 2014, and we're pretty well through the first quarter of 2015 now, and it's been kind of a bumpy ride.
It has been, for a fact, and I think part of that is a function of how tight supplies really are. That as supplies have tightened up, the upside risk in the market certainly has been rather significant. We've been posting record highs off and on since last summer. And all the way across the spectrum of the cattle market. But as supplies now begin to look like at least expansion is underway, maybe we don't see a big increase in beef production this year, and potentially not even a big increase next year, but the point is there are bigger supplies coming at some point, and that will give us some downside risk as we move forward.
Give me your take on that inventory report and what you're hearing anecdotally from folks regarding expansion.
Well, there's not much question that the amount of heifer retention accelerated rather aggressively in 2014. In addition to USDA, of course, did revise some historical numbers higher. So we're starting out at a higher base, and we are expanding a little bit beyond that. Now, there's not much doubt that a good bit of this early expansion is simply recovery from the drought that we saw in 2011, 12, and 13, and in some areas continues yet. But nonetheless, pasture and range conditions are certainly in better shape. Feed costs are much lower than they were 2 or 3 years ago. And the incentives to expand have built rather aggressively along with that improvement in the resource base.
And Mike Sands sees 2015 as another year of strong expansion potentially in our beef cattle business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, our SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 wean calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.